Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Why, hello and welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That would be Perez. How you doing?
I am great because today, another one of those shows where so much has happened. We're back today. We are talking Scott Disick beefing with his baby mama, Kourtney Kardashian, and other parties are involved in the messiness as well. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie fighting publicly again. Olivia Munn pregnant with John Mulaney's baby?
Really?
Married. That was a question mark at the end.
Oh.
Married Kaley Cuoco dating Pete Davidson? Another question mark at the end.
Gotcha.
Drake versus Kanye, and Drake comes out on top. Our Chris Brown saga from last week is not over.
No?
I had a good holiday weekend for the most part. I went to see Pat Benatar in concert.
No kidding.
I had never seen her before. She's a legend. I mean,
yeah.
I think I looked it up on Wikipedia. 15 top 40 hits. That's a lot of hits.
Yeah.
And a sound that's really timeless and even more timeless now because kind of like this like pop rock sound is making a comeback. She was great, wonderful live. And, you know, I got my COVID test before the concert because I know her daughter, and her daughter said, you have to be vaccinated if you want to say hi to mom and have a recent negative COVID test. So I did. And we spoke last week. I was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure I don't have COVID, but I was in Las Vegas for 3 weeks. And it's just nice to know that all of those things that you are supposed to do, if you do them, it works. So thankfully, I, you know, went to see a bunch of shows and did a ton when I was in Vegas, but I did not get COVID. Yay!
Yay.
You went to a concert.
I went to Green Day
and Weezer and Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, Hella Mega Tour, which was great. It was really good.
I watched your Instagram stories and you were in a nice box, but you were like so far away.
It looks like you are, but you're not. You're in Dodger Stadium. I mean, they played in the outfield and I was behind the plate. So, I mean, it really wasn't that far.
Okay. It looked like you were like a different city.
I wanted to be that far away from people, you know?
All right. I had time to reflect on our conversation about Chris Brown last week.
Okay.
Where you accused me of bullying him. You literally said, no, you're laughing now, bitch, but that was not funny. Because you accused, you
the segment was very funny.
It was not funny.
It was very funny.
It was not funny. You accused me of bullying him. I wanted to clarify in the moment if you were trolling, if you were acting up, playing a part, stirring the pot. You claimed
I was indeed stirring the pot, but you were indeed trolling Chris Brown. Like I said, a very
well. Oh, no.
Very, very moderate case of...
No. You said bullying, not bullying, trolling.
Yeah, it's all the same. I mean,
no, it's not.
Listen,
no.
You're a person of power, Perez. You have a very large following that has nothing to do with his following. You turned your following against his. To me, that is a form of bullying. People are like, well, that's not the definition. Fuck your definition, okay? I don't care what the goddamn Webster's dictionary. That usually applies to some 10-year-old. This has to do with a person of power that has some clout. Taking a shit on somebody else, that's bullying to me.
It's not, and you're wrong.
Most of the listeners disagree with you.
They're wrong too.
I
had like an epiphany. It's like, was I criticizing Chris Brown?
You were.
Yes, I was. Was I critical? Yes.
Yes.
But that was not bullying. You can criticize somebody and be critical of them without bullying.
You tried to turn your following against his. Did you or did you not do that?
I don't give a fuck about his following or my following.
You don't, but you used your platform. You used your platform for your people to call him out for something. That is bullying. I'm sorry.
You're wrong.
It's not even egregious.
It's not bullying. Bullying is...
Let's agree to disagree because I think you're wrong.
I want to get real clarification from you then. Anytime that I am critical of somebody then, in your eyes, am I bullying them? Because I was just critical of Chris
Brown. If you're turning your audience against, you called him, you essentially, without saying it, called him a piece of shit.
To remind everybody what I said, all that I said that Booker accused me of bullying of was, I said, you know, Chris Brown called Kanye a whole hoe. And I said, has Chris Brown looked in the mirror? It was critical. It was a joke. I was criticizing him, but I was not bullying him. Anyways, let me understand your logic. Anytime then that...
Didn't we go over this last week?
No. We didn't. Because we were only speaking about Chris Brown. Now I want to get true clarity. So in your mind, if I am critical of anybody because I have a platform, then I'm bullying them?
At times, not always, but in this instance, yes. You took your platform, your fram, and you tried to lower someone else. You tried to use your people to pit them against him. To me, that is a form of very light. A 2 out of 10? It's
all right.
A small form of bullying. Indeed, it is.
Well, in 2021, Chris Booker, you've engaged in a big form of bullying. Repeatedly on podcast, you've called multiple people idiots, shitheads, etc. etc. So that's bullying.
I didn't use my platform to do so. I didn't go online and say,
you said
hey,
it on
you
our show.
No. I gave you my point of view. You asked me a question. I think those people are idiots. I'm not bullying them. I'm not targeting them.
Oh my God.
I'm not matting them.
Gymnastics that you play. The caucasity. So funny. All right. Well, I'm done with that.
Your point of view makes zero sense, but okay.
Your point of view makes
I'm not
zero
on
sense.
Twitter. I'm not taking my platform on Twitter to go and call somebody out. You're targeted a certain person. I didn't target anyone.
Oh, so just because you didn't do it on Twitter makes it okay.
No. I didn't target a specific person. Name one time I targeted a specific person. One time. Go ahead.
When you target a group of people, that's still bullying a group of people.
I don't care about them. I think they're idiots because they don't know what's going on. If you would like to call that a form of bullying, knock yourself out.
It is. And also, to your whole
point. Okay, then you're a bully too, then. We're two bullies.
And also,
it's two bullies,
and
one
also,
show.
To your whole point of view of it staying on the podcast, many of the things that you said about Britney Spears were on other platforms as well.
But I didn't say anything negative once about Britney
no,
Spears.
No, about
never
the fans.
Once. That they're dumb people? They are dumb people. I'm not bullying any of them.
You
I'm just
are,
saying they're
missing.
No, I'm not. I'm saying those people are misinformed. They are. They're not informed. I pointed out that they're not informed.
The way that you spoke about many Britney fans was bullying a group of people.
Then fine. It's bullying. If you feel better, I bullied them. Those poor Britney Spears
fans. Did. Okay. You did.
Let's get on with the show.
All right.
For the record, I still think they're all fucking dopes.
And you just did it again. All right.
I didn't sign on to any platform or anything to target a certain person.
You literally made...
I'm not singling any... I'm just saying a broad spectrum of people that believe this stuff are dopes.
That's like, you know, if you're talking politics, like insulting all Republicans or all Democrats. It is. There's no difference. When you're bullying a group of people, you're bullying a group of people. Okay. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
It's hilarious to see you dig your own hole even
I'm not
further.
Digging any hole. Right. I've made
Let's
my
keep
point.
It
you just,
your
I love when you
is...
get all like, you're like, I just proved my point. I'm like, no, you just proved that I'm right. That's all you did.
Oh, yeah,
I
mean... you're right. Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever, Perez.
Well, take a look in the mirror. I'm happy to be home. Happy to be refocused on my health. I am going to eat healthy today. And if you want to be healthier with how you enjoy breakfast cereal, then you need to try Magic Spoon. Not just because it's healthier, but they do not sacrifice taste for a healthier option. You guys have been buying Magic Spoon. You love it as well. Let me tell you a little bit about what makes it a better option than some of the sugar just junk out there. It has 0 grams of sugar. Zero sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. So many delicious flavors to choose from. Build custom bundles, cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle. Go to magicspoon.com/Perez. To grab yours today. It's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee, so if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/Perez and use the code Perez to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. First, some breaking news. Literally, I saw this 60 seconds before we started recording the podcast. According to reports, Scott Disick and his, I don't know if she's still a teenager, but his very young girlfriend, Amelia Hamlin, who is the daughter of Harry Hamlin and Lisa Rinna, have broken up.
Wah, wah.
And it seems like this controversy that played out is what led to them splitting. The controversy is, it seems like Scott Disick still is not over his baby mama, Kourtney Kardashian, and specifically is really triggered by her new relationship with Travis Barker. Travis. So Scott Disick,
the worst name.
It, you know, there aren't any better options. I looked at some of the other ones. Travney, somebody said. I'm like, that one's just as stupid.
No.
Travney, no.
That's not good.
I forget there was another one as
Travis
well.
Travis does sound like an asshole, though, doesn't it? I mean, it just, it sounds like a crack of an ass or something. It just.
Well, I'm all for it. I think that's funny. Travis, whatever.
Whatever.
All right. So for a while, you know, before she started dating Travis Barker, Kourtney Kardashian was with that model, Eunice Benjima. That did not work out. But for some reason, I guess, I don't want to say despair, but he was looking for understanding, I think, you know, somebody who would just make him feel better by agreeing with him. Because at the end of the day, right, it's one of the things that either Oprah or Maya Angelou says over and over again, right? We just want to be seen and we just want to be heard. And I think Scott Disick just wanted to be seen and heard and validated. So he reached out to Kourtney's ex, Eunice Benjima, after he saw these photos of Kourtney and Travis on vacation making out in public. He said to Eunice in a DM, "Yo, is this chick okay? bro, like, what is this? In the middle of Italy. So the model dude ignored Scott Disick, did not reply privately, but put him on blast and shared the DM publicly. He responded. Actually, maybe he did respond privately. I don't think he did. This is the message that he wrote that everybody could see. So he shared the DM, and this is what the model wrote. He said, "Doesn't matter to me as long as she's happy. P.S. I ain't your bro." So,
wow. Wonder why he thought that he could reach out to him.
I already told you why. He just... No.
Like, if he really thought that he would be in cahoots with that feeling. You know what I mean? Like, if he thought that he felt the same way. He apparently did. I just am wondering why. Did they have some sort of friendship or something, you know?
No. They didn't. They don't have a friendship.
Well, maybe they do, and we don't know about it. I mean, keep in mind, I'm sure he's met him before because of the kids and being around the kids and family functions and this and that. It's not like Scott isn't present in the kids' lives. So I'm sure he did meet them at some point.
No, Scott's very present in the kids' lives, especially because Courtney takes so many vacations. I'm not going to excuse his behavior, and I'm not going to treat him with kid gloves either because of his issues, but he's been through a lot. You know, both of his parents died within a short amount of time of each other, and you know, he's basically orphaned.
I don't know what that has to do with this.
No, I'm just saying, and you know, he's had his addiction issues.
I don't know what that has to do with this either.
I hope it doesn't trigger him into a really unhealthy path, a really unhealthy place.
Me
but,
too.
Yeah, there's that. Also, speaking of couples and the Kardashian Jenners, I still didn't really sit down with the new Kanye album and pay attention to it. I only saw this because I reported it. We saw this trending and we did a story on it. But there's a song on the new Kanye album called Hurricane, in which he allegedly confesses to cheating on Kim Kardashian. Let me read you some of the lyrics from that song. Kanye says, "Here I go acting too rich. Here I go with a new chick, and I know what the truth is, still playing after two kids. It's a lot to digest when your life always moving." He also said, "Architectural Digest, but I need home improvement. $60 million home, never went home to it."
God, remember when his music used to be good? This is awful.
You haven't even heard it.
I've heard enough.
I'm not doing it justice.
I mean, come on.
I don't know. I am surprised by that, just because Kanye seemed to have worshipped Kim Kardashian for so long. He's also a control freak and basically wanted to, you know, Kim to go along with his every whim, from, you know, uprooting the family and moving them all to Chicago, which he said he was going to do and wanted to do, to then Wyoming next and all of that. But yeah. And now, you know, there's these reports or rumors that they are together again or working on it. And God bless her. You know, she knows what she knew what she was signing up for originally, and she knows what she's signing up for again. Speaking of the Kardashians, Khloe Kardashian has gotten into some controversy over a 2019 interview, which people are calling fat phobic.
Oh, God.
She said in an interview, "I can't stand people that are like eating a bucket of Haagen-Dazs ice cream saying I'm so fat, and like they won't work out, they won't change their diet, they won't drink more water, they won't whatever, but they're complaining. I'm like, well, you're always going to be in this victimized state because you're literally not doing any, you're not being self-aware, you're not even looking at your own reflection. Okay, what can I do to change things about myself? It's everybody else's fault." So I can shut down this argument very quickly in 20 seconds or less. I know, and I'm sure you know, everybody, a lot of very wealthy people that are also fat, very overweight. yes, having money helps, but you still have to put in the work. It's really about putting in the work and deciding to do it. And I don't think that Khloe Kardashian's very off base with what she said. It's like all this ridiculousness, like Sarah Paulson, you know who she is?
Mm-hmm.
She is in American Crime Story, the impeachment, and she plays Linda Tripp in it, and she wore a fat suit, and she basically...
I heard she was criticized for that.
Yes.
She's acting.
I know. She got criticized for wearing a fat suit, even though she also gained 30 pounds and wore a fat suit and got criticized for that.
I'm but, bro, this is my same age-old conversation. Why do we pay attention to the one stupid fucking person that brings that up online? This is not an argument. This is not a thing. This isn't like something that's got legs and people are running with. Like, yes, she shouldn't wear a fat suit. Like, nobody thinks that this is, it's just a talking point that's dumb, you know? We keep quoting the stupid.
Yeah.
Why? I
need to take a mental break and enjoy some Cam Soda when we're done with this show, because I want to do my own Cam Soda read that appeals broader to our viewers and listeners.
Okay.
Cam Soda is a live streaming site where some of the hottest people on the world are streaming.
On the world or in the world?
In the world. They're streaming nude, okay? Mm-hmm. So if that's something that you like to enjoy by yourself, with somebody, in, you know, like your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, go to camsoda.com/PerezPod and get $20 free with your first purchase. Cam Soda has 24/7 access to shows from your computer, mobile device, and tablet. And the best part, there's no subscription or rebilling. It's totally free to try. Go to camsoda.com/PerezPod and get $20 free with your first purchase. Drake released his new album on Friday, and according to early projections, he is expected to debut at number one with nearly double what Kanye did his first week. So that's pretty impressive. I'm very excited about this, especially because it's unexpected. ABBA have announced that after nearly 40 years, they're going to be releasing their first album of original material. And I don't know. Like, when it comes to Adele and Rihanna, I will believe that they release their new albums when it's out already. But there is some rumors that the new Adele album is coming out November 5th. Which is the same day that ABBA have announced that they're releasing their album. And it was just a fun speculation for me in my mind, like, who will sell more their first week, ABBA or Adele? ABBA has like really old fans who probably still own CD players and like don't do streaming, who would like just buy the album. Whereas Adele has younger fans that will stream while some will buy. So I don't know. I don't know if the Adele album comes out then, but all I will say is don't underestimate the power of ABBA. I'm excited for it. They released two preview songs, and I like both, but it almost feels like old songs that they had never released before. Mm. Like, it was like, which is not bad. It just felt
like,
weird.
Well, you kind of want that. I mean, you don't want. Like,
I know. It's weird, but it's not like their best ever, right? I'm like,
right.
It feels like old songs they had never released before that are good, but clearly weren't the hits, which is why they never made it onto the albums. But I don't know. It might be new songs. They're also going to do this live show in London with holograms at a custom-built theater. That sounds fun. I love ABBA. All right, on to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. I don't even know how many years now, at least two, I'm guessing, or a year and a half, it seems like, have been fighting to settle custody of their many children. Brad is fighting to appeal this move that Angelina did in court because the private judge, the arbitrator, had dealings with Brad's law firm and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, they're still trying to figure that out. Meanwhile, Angelina Jolie gave a new interview where she, I guess I would say, threw Brad Pitt under the bus. She was speaking to The Guardian, the British publication, and she said that when she was with Brad Pitt, she feared for the safety of her whole family. I mean, I don't really know how else you can interpret that.
Yeah.
She also expressed disappointment in Brad Pitt working with Harvey Weinstein, especially because Harvey Weinstein had made advances towards her, Angelina, in the past, and he knew that. That is kind of shady. Also because Gwyneth Paltrow had told Brad Pitt as well that Harvey Weinstein tried to sleep with her too, and then two women in his life had these awful experiences with Harvey Weinstein, and then Brad Pitt, within the last decade, does a movie with Harvey Weinstein. All right, in more couples news, better, happier couple. Well, not really happier. Oh, my God. I won't say that. But in other couples news, I guess happier depending on who you ask or how you look at it. Kaley Cuoco, the Big Bang Theory alum, who I think she was nominated for an Emmy for this new show. She was on the Flight Attendant.
The Flight Attendant, yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. She has filed for divorce from her husband of 3 years. The dude that lived in a different house from her for most of their marriage. So it's not exactly, I would say, shocking or a surprise. But a lot of people are speculating, reading into, jumping into conclusions. Kaley Cuoco is currently working on a new movie with Pete Davidson.
Okay.
So some people are saying Pete Davidson strikes again. I don't know.
I mean, they did a movie together.
Who knows? I don't know.
You're stirring the pot.
I did not say anything. I'm just saying that people are.
Well, people are fucking stupid. We've established that. Oh, wait a minute. I'm bullying people now.
Well, yes, you are. The ones that think that there might be something going on. You're bullying those people.
I'm fine with that.
All right. In more couples news, Kristen Cavallari has herself a new guy also. She is dating country singer Chase Rice.
Okay.
Congratulations to them. That's it. I don't know anything about them.
Me neither.
About him. He used to be on a reality show. I know that.
Oh.
All right. In other couples news, Olivia Munn was spotted out and about. And I'm not saying, I'm not commenting on her body. I'm not saying anything. But a lot of people were adamant that John Mulaney's girlfriend looked, in their opinion, pregnant and very pregnant.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not saying she is, but, you know, she is, I think, 41, I think. So, you know, if she doesn't have any kids, so that clock might be ticking if she wants to have kids. And if she is pregnant, then congrats. Good on them. A wild story. Crazy, crazy story. Oh, my gosh. I almost should have put this earlier in our crazy story segment. That dog walker that worked for Lady Gaga that got shot.
Mm-hmm.
I think we recently spoke about him starting this GoFundMe.
Yeah.
And I guess to try to drum up attention for his GoFundMe, he gave an interview to Rolling Stone magazine. And not only that, but his assistant chatted with them. This dude is allegedly, according to him, homeless and broke, but he can afford to pay an assistant? I mean, maybe the assistant's working for free.
Good point, yeah.
I don't know all the details, but that definitely seems a little
bit... Yeah, there's something off there, okay.
Sketchy. They went into more detail. You know, they said that Lady Gaga did pay for all of the medical expenses that the guy covered. And on top of medical expenses, also paid for a specialized therapist to help with the mental trauma of it all. Lady Gaga flew out a trauma therapist to work with a guy 3 times a week. Or for multiple three-day stints, it was said. They, I guess, were just expecting assurance or, you know, financial help for a longer period of time.
It's not Lady Gaga's fault. She just owned the dogs. I think it's really nice of her to pay for all of that. She didn't even need to do that.
No. Well, it's, like I said, this guy went through a near-death experience. It's, he can feel whatever he wants.
Yeah, and, you're right.
And I would think, I might think the same too. I'm like, you know, if Lady Gaga's worth tens of millions of dollars, I might think she should give me $1 million or something. I don't
it's
know.
It's not her fault.
I'm not saying she should. I'm just saying I might think that if I got shot.
Okay, fair enough.
Trying to protect her dog.
Fair enough.
And he even, after he got shot, started to like went above and beyond to like make sure that another one wasn't hurt or whatever. I don't know. Craziness. We're going to talk about Britney Spears in a second, but first, People Every Day is People Magazine's daily culture podcast covering a mix of celebrity interviews, inspirational human interest stories, and coverage of what's trending in pop culture news. That's everything from the latest on Britney Spears' conservatorship to downloads on things like cancel culture and the latest vaccine updates. Host Janine Rubenstein, editor-at-large of People Magazine, calls up stars like Kristen Chenoweth, Tan France, and Vivica Fox for exclusive interviews about their life, work, and relationships. People Every Day is bringing you the same trusted journalism and coverage that's made People your most trusted outlet for celebrity culture since the magazine launched in 1974. Janine also brings on writers and editors from the magazine to give context to the stories behind the headlines you're seeing in the news on Twitter and Facebook. Listen to People Every Day wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if Michael K. Williams is on your list of things to talk about today.
It wasn't.
I just wanted to say that guy, in my opinion, I think he's the best character that's ever been on any TV show that I've ever
watched.
Was
he like a really known, I mean, was he like a very well-known actor?
Yeah.
I didn't really know him before this set. He tragically passed away. It's being reported a suspected overdose. And I did not know his name before this.
He's done a lot of work with HBO. Most notably, he was in The Wire, which, you know, people herald The Wire as one of the greatest shows ever. I mean, to me, I put The Wire up there with Breaking Bad, Sopranos, Game of Thrones. And to me, he's my favorite character in the history of television. He plays this gay gangster named Omar in Baltimore. And what he does with that role, it is one of the most special performances I've ever seen in my life. He was absolutely remarkable in that role. And if you've never watched The Wire, by the way, I think it's 6 seasons long. Season 2 is a little slow, but it is easily one of the best television shows ever made.
Is that the one
in Baltimore about drugs?
Is that the one that had Chris Maloney in it?
I don't know who Chris Maloney is.
For a long time was on Law & Order SVU.
I didn't watch that. I don't know. I mean, a bunch of great African-American actors came out of that. Idris Elba was on The Wire.
Oh, no. He was on Oz.
It's such a tragedy. I mean, he was on Boardwalk Empire. I watched that for a couple of seasons. He also did another show. He did a lot of business with HBO, but an incredible, incredible actor. I mean, just absolute talent. The way he plays this Omar character, he's the best character in the history of me watching TV. I loved that character. He played it so well. I just wanted to throw that in. I love that show. By the way, I wanted to mention White Lotus as well. I watched that on HBO. Was that HBO? I don't know where it was. Anyhow, I watched that, like 6 episodes, a really interesting, wild show. I also am watching the new Nicole Kidman show that's on Hulu. I don't know where we're going, but she...
What's the name of that one? Everyday People or something like that?
Yeah, it's like 8 different couples are in therapy and something controversial is happening in the midst of this therapy. But she's, you know, Australian and she has this Russian accent and she falls in and out of it. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's a good watch. I just enjoy her stuff, but it's a fun... So far, it's fun.
I don't know why, but it's funny that you mentioned that. Like, my brain instantly went to Rebel Wilson. Mm-mm. The actress.
Rebel Wilson. I know who she is. I don't know why your brain went to her.
Well, like, she doesn't do accents very well either. Maybe it's an Australian thing that it's harder for them to do other accents. I don't know. Anyways, on to Britney Spears. Her lawyer has accused Britney's dad and still her conservator, Jamie Spears, of attempting to extort her. Britney's lawyer claims that Jamie Spears wants $2 million in attorney's fees and other third-party fees, including this business manager and everything, to go away. I don't think that's unreasonable.
I don't either. I was about to say it doesn't sound unfair at all. He took a job and they've decided to make changes to it, and what they want him to pay for it, it's his daughter. I wouldn't pay for it either.
I definitely think he spent too much.
I don't know if you could even back that up with any facts at all.
I bet you Britney's new lawyer can. So I'm going to just guess that these $2 million in legal fees and all these fees are pretty recent, like just this year alone, because, you know, all of the Framing Britney Spears documentary and all of that.
Yeah, but how's that his, why is that his?
Well, all I'm trying to say is I think it might have been excessive, but I don't view it as extortion is what I'm getting at.
Okay. Fair enough.
So there's that. Better, happy, positive Britney Spears news. We spoke on the podcast recently about that drama at her house with the housekeeper and her dogs and all that stuff. Thankfully, Britney Spears will not face any charges over her housekeeper's battery allegations. So there is that. Also, Britney Spears' ex, Jason Alexander, whom she was infamously married to for a few days, was arrested at the airport in Nashville for a security line breach and misbehaving, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
Okay.
The exact misdemeanor charge was listed as air security violation. And a lot of people viewed his mugshot and started to speculate about what may be wrong with him. Is it wrong for me to share what the speculation is?
Sure, but do it anyhow.
Well, a lot of people were like, oh, he's doing meth.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, sometimes people that do a lot of meth, they have a look to them. And I hope that's not the case, but craziness. All right. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. So, great news that Brittany won't be facing charges with the housekeeper. On to some legal news. Oh, I am an old gay, as if anybody needed reminders. But as an old gay, this hit me hard. It made me sad. Robin Anton is suing Nicole Scherzinger. Robin Anton put together the Pussycat Dolls, and now she's suing because Nicole wants to renegotiate the terms of this reunion with the Pussycat Dolls. I wish I was a lawyer and I knew more, but I don't know if she's going to win this, because looking at the report, it seems that Nicole Scherzinger entered a, quote, memorandum of understanding, a short form agreement. And I would imagine that that being a memorandum of understanding and a short form agreement isn't like some long term lengthy thing. And because of the pandemic, it delayed everything. So now they might be going back on tour, but she doesn't want to go on tour now unless she renegotiates or gets a new contract, which Robin Anton is very upset with because she wants to be a 75% owner of the Pussycat Dolls brand, Nicole Scherzinger, meaning almost all the money she will make, and she wants final decision-making power. And frankly, I think she should get all of that.
Yeah, why not? She's the star.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody else's name in Pussycat Dolls. I'm sorry, but yeah, she's the star.
I know all their names, but she literally sang all the songs and she's making a lot of money without them. You know, she's on The Masked Singer. She was doing X Factor in the UK. That got canceled already. She's done, you know, similar judging, hosting TV stuff in Australia as well. Like, she makes millions of dollars a year doing TV stuff. She doesn't need to do the Pussycat Dolls reunion, and they need her. So,
yeah,
you know, good luck with that lawsuit, Robin Anton. In more wacky news, Joe Rogan revealed a few days ago, that he has COVID, and he used that anti-parasitic animal drug to treat his COVID. You know, very on brand for him. In other completely crazy news, and also an update in this little, like, minor ongoing story that we've been talking about for the last few episodes, Dwayne Chapman, aka Dog the Bounty Hunter, gave a sit-down interview to Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier, a black man, addressing his daughter's allegations that he's racist and a cheater and homophobic and all of this stuff. And he literally said in this interview that he thought he was allowed to say the N-word because he has a lot of black friends. He literally said, I thought I had a pass in the black tribe to use it, kind of like Eminem.
That was a thing. I remember another, I won't say the person's name, but you probably know who I'm talking about, a musician.
Justin Bieber.
I'm not going to say anyone's name. Who claimed
Why not?
That, I'm just not going to say
All right.
Who claimed that he had a pass as well because a certain artist, he appeared with this artist a lot and would use it in his acts from time to time. I saw it firsthand and I couldn't believe it, but this was a long time ago. And I think that things have changed and clearly shouldn't and cannot do that now. But I've heard of the pass before, and I've heard of some people giving it out, which is silly, but I've heard of it.
Well, what I do find interesting, I think I've mentioned this before, is when other minorities that are not black, that are rappers, use the N-word, there isn't a ton of, I guess it depends. I don't know. I've seen other minorities use the N-word in their song. Like, you know, Lil Pump or Tekashi 6ix9ine, and neither of them are black, you know?
Yeah. J-Lo did too.
She did?
Yes. You don't remember on her album? You don't remember the whole controversy of her using the N-word on her album and Puffy said it was okay and blah, blah, blah. You don't remember that?
No, that was such a long time ago.
No, but that's what I mean. All of this, I think his ignorance is valid, is all that I'm saying, because things like that had been said in the past. Yes, I used to have this one listener on my show. It was a part of my show in New York, and he would always stick me. He's like, just say it. You can say it. You're allowed. I'm like, I'm never going to say that. I go, I'm not stupid. Like, I don't care what pass you're giving me. He's like, you can say it. You're not like calling anybody that. I'm like, well, I'm not going to say it. Sorry. It's not happening.
All right. In other wacky news, Honey Boo Boo, aka Alana Thompson, just turned 16, I think, last month, or okay, recently. She turned 16 years old, and she's dating a 20-year-old college student. I don't know. If that were my child, I don't think I would be approving.
I don't think that's that big of a deal. I mean,
a 16-year-old dating a 20-year-old high school college student?
I think it happens a lot. You know, if you were a freshman in high school and you're dating a senior, it's the same thing.
I still wouldn't want my freshman in high school dating a senior.
It may happen. So, and I hope I'm still doing the show with you when it does.
I don't know. I just hope she doesn't end up a teen mom. I don't know. There I went. I said it. That's the real thing. Okay. Like, maybe some other one would at least be smart and make sure that they're either on the pill or taking contraception or whatever. I'm not confident that Honey Boo Boo will be able to avoid the teen mom thing.
Okay.
All right. In more wacky TV related news, that EP of Jeopardy, Mike Richards, the one that chose himself to be the host and then stepped down after controversy, has been fired as executive producer of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. But what I find interesting about that is they knew all his stuff, or they should have known all his stuff before he started working there. And then they still hired him, you know?
He Dick Cheney'd it. Dick Cheney did the same thing. Dick Cheney, I think, when they were looking for the vice president of the United States, and they put Dick Cheney in charge of this board to do so, and he just tapped himself. He made himself vice president. But he didn't get thrown out. He should have, but he didn't. Never happens in politics. You get to keep your job in politics.
It just, every time something like this happens, I think about myself or us. Like, if we were to get a TV show.
Never happen.
It's not going to happen. But if we did, you know, and then all of a sudden, something that you said.
Me.
7 years ago comes back. And then we got fired for something you said 7 years ago.
Like, what would I have said 7 years ago? I don't say anything.
I don't know. If we dig through our old shows, I'm sure we could find plenty that you said that was problematic.
Me?
Yes.
No. There's nothing I say that's problematic. Give me a break.
Oh, please. There's plenty you say that's problematic.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of problematic, Piers Morgan is very problematic, and I love him. I like Piers Morgan. But this British organization authority has ruled that he did not breach any regulatory standards in that now infamous episode of Good Morning Britain, where he was talking about Meghan Markle and expressing skepticism to her confession that she was suicidal and blah, 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 blah. He was gloating about Ofcom's decision and yada, yada, yada. There will be more royal family tea to come with Prince Harry's memoir that's coming up. The royal family is said to be very concerned about that. An update, DaBaby met with 9 U.S. HIV organizations to discuss HIV history and education.
That sounds like a party.
And while that clearly does not, you know, absolve him of his hurtful statements, it's nice to see some more gay-related content, I guess. Not really. But, you know, HIV affects everybody. Colton Underwood, the former bachelor who came out as gay, has got himself a new boyfriend. Somebody that I know. A bit of an older dude. Colton's 29. He's dating a 38-year-old. Not that much older. When it's, you know, when you're above 25, I think. I don't know. The guy is a political strategist. So making it happen. Good on them. More TV-related news from The Bachelor to Dancing with the Stars. Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Of course she is.
After the whole college admissions scandal.
Wow.
That show, you know, I clearly don't watch, but I would assume it's a lot about personality. And I've seen enough clips from this girl's YouTube that I'm not sure she's got the personality needed to do very well on this show. That's all I'm saying.
Well, she's
bullying her.
No, I don't think you are. But I don't think this is going to play out in her favor. I think that going into this, people are already going to look at you as an entitled person because of what went down. I don't think people are going to be looking to lift her up on the show. I think it's going to go the other way. And to your point, unless you have a really strong, charismatic personality that you can sort of change people's opinions, it's going to be rough. So I don't see this working out in the best way for her. That's just my early prediction.
And finally, before we get to calls, one of the biggest surprises for me, and one of the things that I love about, you know, the privilege and the luxury of being alive and getting older, is to see people and artists evolve and grow and change. I love that Lil Nas X has really become this, to me, exciting artist. not just this one-hit wonder, and somebody who is a major part of the zeitgeist and pop culture. He announced his album is coming out later this month. A lot of really cool collaborations are on there. And when announcing that the album's coming out, he did a pregnancy photo shoot and even did like a People magazine exclusive photos thing. And of course, it upset so many people, which he was hoping it would. And it did. And they just like played right into his trap. Is that the expression? They played right into his trap?
Into his
expression?
Hand, yes.
Yeah, there we go. Anyways.
It's a poker expression.
Right. I don't play poker. Congratulations to him. I'm excited to hear his new album. And finally, whether you own or rent your home, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy. Let's take some calls.
Hey, Chris Booker and Perez, longtime listener here. This is Annie from New Hampshire, and I was listening about the Chris Brown bullying, not bullying fiasco you two are arguing, discussing about. Anyways, yes, it is totally bullying in a way. So it's pretty much, you know, saying you're a piece of trash. Look in the mirror. Who are you to say anything? You know, if someone said that to you, Perez, like, who are you to say anything about, you know, this subject or something?
I would say that's, well, okay, rude might be one. This is what people don't get. Rude might be one thing. I'll accept that could be considered rude, but rude and bullying are two different things.
I still contend you used your rather large platform.
All right,
to
call
out somebody else. That's it. That's the difference.
All right.
Not egregious.
Perez Hilton podcast. Perez accuses Booker multiple times of being, and I quote, full of shit. Perez, have you looked in the mirror lately?
I did that on purpose. Duh. That was after he triggered me last week. I was purposefully bullying him.
I triggered you.
He deserved it.
I triggered you?
Yes, bitch.
Hi, guys. My name is Jessica. I'm calling from Montreal, Canada, and I actually don't have a question or anything. I'm just calling because you said that you haven't been getting many Canadian calls, and aww, I just want to say that I love you guys, love your show, can't wait till one day, hopefully, you have it 2 a week again. It's the only podcast I look forward to listening to every week. So that's it. Love you both. Bye. Yeah.
Love to Canada.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice.
Hey, my name is Jen. I am calling from Canada. And I have to say that I side with Perez. He was absolutely not bullying Chris Brown. The definition of bullying is the use of force, coercion, teasing, blah, blah, blah. But an essential prerequisite is the perception of an imbalance of physical or social power. So basically, whoever's bullying has to have power over the other one.
So let me just stop for 1 second. You're contending that Perez has no power? He has 6 million Twitter followers. He does have power, okay? He has an audience. I'm actually giving you credit here. You have a very large audience of people that follow you. You coerce those people not to like them. She's looking at it from her point of view as if she did it. You did it, not her. It's very different. Even if I did it, who would care? You have a big following. And you're a reporter.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. I'm whoever from wherever. Look, Perez, if you can't figure out they, them pronouns, just please stop doing stories about Demi Lovato. I literally had to stop the podcast halfway through because it was so annoying. I get that you don't understand they, them, or you think it's bad grammar, but if you think it's bad grammar, how can you possibly be saying things like stupid sentences? Like, Demi has been focusing on Demi's music lately in an attempt to maintain Demi's sobriety. How on God's green earth can you think that that sounds better than saying something like, Demi Lovato has been focusing on their music lately in an attempt to maintain their sobriety? Oh, God, I'm real worked up. Real worked up. Anyway.
I think that sounds better. I don't know. I think that sounds better.
He was extra bitchy, and I appreciate the call. It was funny.
I love this podcast so much, but if I have to hear Perez Hilton deny blatant bullying and harassment one more time, I might lose my shit. I can't tell if he's just very, very unintelligent or being sarcastic, but
You are all deluded.
These are your fucking people.
I don't know
what to tell you. I mean, this
that
show's
was not
got your
bullying
name on
Chris Brown. It wasn't. Was it being critical? Yes. All right, here's another question. I want clarity.
I don't want any more questions.
No. When Drake released the cover for his new album, Certified Lover Boy, you know, the cover has all of these pregnant women on there. A lot of people made jokes about Chris Brown, about Nick Cannon. Are those people bullying Nick Cannon then?
Would you please stop with those people? This is what you're not getting. Those people are nobodies. You are a fucking reporter.
Famous people with large followings, comedians,
they're not famous
influencers.
And you're not a comedian. You're supposedly reports the news.
You're stupid.
You're bullying me now.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking report you to Instagram or someone.
Hey guys, it's Amber from Seattle. Just wanted to call in, and sorry, Perez, but I'm on Booker's side, all about this Chris Brown, Kanye West thing, because absolutely, you inserted yourself right in the middle of it. Who are you, the moral police, to tell Chris Brown to look in the mirror? Come on, man. This was absolutely not reporting the factual news. This was reporting the editorial news and getting your own little
That's what I fucking do.
Okay, but I think that's the
that's
point
what I've
that people
always
are trying to
done.
Say. That's what you do. Right. That's what makes
but that's not
you a
bullying.
Bully in some people's eyes.
No.
You aren't seeing it that way.
Well, you
Others
know what?
Do.
They should never listen to or watch this podcast. That's what we fucking do.
And there you go. And by the way, I don't disagree with that sentiment either. I definitely do not. But I'm just calling it the way I see it. I see it that way. This
well,
person
not
sees
bullying.
It that way.
That's stupid. Sorry.
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Thanks for calling. If you want to call, 800-721-1185. Have a great week, everybody.
Take care, guys.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Welcome to the Femsplainers podcast. I'm Danielle Crittenden, your host, or should I say hostess, of a smart, gossipy, fun, and funny girls' night out, featuring some of the most fascinating and fabulous women on the planet. We dish on everything from marriage to motherhood, men to Me Too, dating to divorce, sex and sexuality to, well, more sex, or maybe the lack of it. And we don't shy away from the big topics. We take on women's politics and issues, but not in the usual partisan or tired ideological way. You won't find any conventional wisdom here. My goal is always to find guests who are original and challenging, who can really help us explore and understand what it means to be a woman today. So grab a cocktail or a glass of wine and fasten your seatbelts. No topic is off limits unless it's boring.
I'm Roman Mars, host of 99% Invisible. I'm excited to be teaming up with Lexus GX and Sirius XM on some very special 99PI episodes. We're heading to some of the cities in the U.S. that have special meaning for me and exploring the ways that these cities marry form and function. To learn more about the Lexus GX and Sirius XM and Lexus vehicles, visit Lexus.com/GX and SiriusXM.com/Lexus Trial. The all-new Lexus GX. Live up to it. Check out the 99% Invisible feed now and listen to these special episodes.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.